Okay. I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 6.11.23 onwards. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeasances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today, we are so fortunate to have with us His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and he is presently serving as the Vice President of the Dwarkadish Temple in Dwarka. He was a boy with outstanding talents right from childhood. And as a child, he was very quiet, but internally, his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasing. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search of his spiritual answers. He met many religious organizations, but it was only ISKCON that could quench his spiritual thirst. He stayed in ISKCON, Delhi for 3 months and later went back with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering studies, and he worked for HCL Company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that he became a full-time brahmachari. He and his team during the testing times of COVID-19 did a commendable job serving nutritious prasadam under the Food for Life campaign to the much needed 2 lakh people in New Delhi. Prabhuji has mastered the art of combining heavy philosophy with just the right proportion of anecdotes, one-liners, and humor to leave the audience spellbound and to inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. He has helped thousands of kids get free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of and many of his lectures on stress-related problems and the art of parenting are very instructive. He lectures in both English and Hindi, and they have their own flavor and thus are able to target a larger audience. We're so very grateful to have him on the call with us today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, many ways.
Hare
So happy to
Krishna
see you. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to see you. I'm so excited about your class today. So
Thank you so
thank
much.
you.
Whenever I see you, I see yoga and bhakti yoga together in one.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank
Wonderful. So
you.
happy to see you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for that beautiful introduction. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association and coming on this call. We are really fortunate to have you on this call. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for inviting me once again. Hare Krishna. So today, since we are going to discuss from Canto 6, chapter number 11, verse number 23, and chapter entitled Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura, and Srila Prabhupada is talking about Dharma, Kam, Moksha. So in connection to this, there is one song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we will sing that song. Okay. Just a second. Where is that one? Oh, where is it? Sorry. Yes. Here goes a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So first we read the translation so that when we sing it more meaningfully because the song is in Bengali. Okay. So my Lord, I submit the following prayer at your holy feet. I do not pray to you for physical leisure, for learning, wealth, or followers. I do not pray for heaven or salvation. I do not pray for any of these opulences. In whatever birth I take, wherever my karma leads me, let me sing the glories of your holy name birth after birth. This alone is my cherished hope, my aspiration, my prayer at your lotus feet. Let causeless and uninterrupted devotion awaken within my heart and flow towards you. Let me love your lotus feet as much as I know I now love sense gratification. Transfer my affection from the sense objects to the senses to your lotus feet. in danger or success, good fortune or disaster, let me remain in equipoise and let my affection for you increase day by day by the influence of the holy name. Whether I live as a bird or a beast in heaven or in hell, let the humble Bhakti Vinod always cherish Bhakti in his heart of hearts. Okay, so here goes the song. Prabhu tava padayuge mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana nahi magi swarga ara moksha nahi magi na kori parartha na kono विभूतिर लागी निज कर्म गुण दोषे जे जे जन्म जन्म पाईया जन्मे जन्मे जेनो तब नाम गुण गाईया ए मात्र आशा मामा तुमार चराने अहोई तुकी भक्ति हृदय जागे अनुक्षाने विषय जे प्रीति बे आचाय अमारा से मत प्रीति हौका चरणे तुम्हारा विपदे संपदे ताहा ठाकुक समभावे दिने दिने वृद्धि होका नामेर प्रभावे पशु पाखी होए सा होए था कि स्वर्गीवानी रोए तव भक्ति रहु भक्ति विनोद हृदय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय जय प्रभु पद प्रभु पद प्रभु पद जय जय प्रभु पद
हरे कृष्णा. सो टुडे वी आर स्टडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 11 वर्स नंबर 23 एंड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्स Transcendental qualities of Vritrasur. Okay, so let me share the screen. Okay, so here is verse number 23. It goes like this.
Okay. Devargikaya savidyatama tasmata patir vidhate purushasya shakra. ततोन्यमेयो भगवत् प्रसादो यो दुर्लभो किंचन गोचरोन्यै त्रैवर्गिकाया सविद्यातमस्मता पतिर्विदते पुरुषस्य शक्र ततोन्यमेयो भगवत् प्रसादो यो दुर्लभो किंचन गोचरोन्यै त्रैवर्गिकाया सविद्यातमस्मता पतेर विदते पुरुषस्य शक्र ततोनुमोयो मेयो भगवत् प्रसादो यो दुर्लभो किंचन गोचरोन्यै.
You know, word meaning or synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
So word meaning or translation, also synonyms, they go like this. Traivargika for the three objectives, namely religiosity, economic development, and satisfaction of the senses. Ayasa of endeavor. Vighatam the rune. Asmat our. Patiha Lord. Vidhate performs. Purushasya of a devotee. Shakra O Indra. Tataha whereby. Anumeha to be inferred. Bhagavat Prasadaha, the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yaha, which. Durlabha, very difficult to obtain. Akinchana gocharaha, within the reach of the unalloyed devotees. Anyai, by others who aspire for material happiness. Translation. Our Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forbids His devotees to endeavor uselessly for religion, economic development, and sense gratification. O Indra, one can thus infer how kind the Lord is. Such mercy is obtainable only by unalloyed devotees, not by persons who aspire for material gains. Purport. There are four objectives in human life, namely religiosity, dharma, economic development, artha, sense gratification, karma, and liberation, moksha, from the bondage of material existence. People generally aspire for religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. But a devotee who has no other desire than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both in this life and in the next, the special mercy for the unalloyed devotee is that the Lord saves him from hard labor to achieve the results of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Of course, if one wants such benefits, the Lord certainly awards them. Indra, for example, although a devotee, was not much interested in release from material bondage. Instead, he desired sense gratification and a higher standard of material happiness in the heavenly planets. Vritrasur, however, being an unalloyed devotee, aspired only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord arranged for him to go back to Godhead after this bodily bondage was destroyed by Indra. Vritrasur requested Indra to release his thunderbolt against him as soon as possible, so that both he and Indra would benefit according to their proportionate advancement in devotional service. Hey, Om Agyan Timiran Dhasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this particular verse has been spoken by Vritrasura. So the chapter entitles Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. So in this particular verse, which quality is highlighted? Here the quality of an unalloyed devotee, a pure devotee, is highlighted. And the quality is that he wants to be killed as soon as possible. He said, Indra, come on, hit me, man, hit me. Yes, I know when you will hit me, I'll die. I'll be free from this body. And then I will go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, kill me. Come on, defeat me. You will be victorious. Indra, come on. So externally, we can see that Indra is going to be victorious and Vritrasura is going to lose. But internally, Vritrasura is going to win. Why? Because he would be free from the bondage of cycle of birth and death. On the other hand, Indra is going to be victorious. He will have the wealth, the aristocracy, the position, being Indra. Yet in the cycle of birth and death. Yes. So birth, old age, disease, and death, that's always in the material world. So even though Indra is going to be victorious, this is what he is going to get as a trophy, being in cycle of birth and death. And Vritrasur, although he's going to lose, and he knows that in this losing, there is victory, there is greatest gift, there is absolute perfect liberation. So he's after that. He wants that. So that's the nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, we see that those who are demons, they are villainous in nature. And those who are demigods, they are angelic in nature. But Srimad Bhagavatam puts a twist in this generally considered scenario. Well, in this case, Indra, although appearing to be a hero, is not really a hero. And Vritrasura, appearing to be a villain, is not really a villain. He's actually a hero. He wants to be killed. He wants to be defeated. And that's the nature of Srimad Bhagavatam. So normal course of story is not found in Srimad Bhagavatam. It goes way beyond. It's actually out of the box, in trance revelation. That's why before Srimad Bhagavatam, all the scriptures which were given by Vedvyasi, he himself was not satisfied. Because there are stories, but they're quite usual stories. But Srimad Bhagavatam goes in a very unusual way. Like this particular story of Vritrasura is told in other Puranas as well, but the way it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Vritrasura, internally speaking, is the hero of the story, is nowhere told like this. Like we see in 10th canto also, we see that there are Brahmanas and the wives of the Brahmanas. Now, Brahmanas are learned, are scholarly, so much absolutely pakka in rituals. Very good. And the wives, they are not so much into rituals. They are not so knowledgeable. But they got mercy of Krishna. When Krishna and Balram, along with the friends, they came to ask for donation and charity to get something, Brahmanas, they disagree. No. How can we give? But the ladies, they are so desperate to help with these kind of yagyas where Lord himself has to wait. No. So externally, Brahmanas are supposed to be more learned, more advanced. And these wives of the Brahmanas would not be so spiritually advanced. But Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, ladies are more advanced. The wives of the Brahmanas are more advanced. Oh, twist and turn. Usually we see that in case somebody kills somebody's father, so the son should become morose. But if you say, when Hiranyakashipu is killed, Prahlad is happy. And he's strange. And he's son of a demon. So that way he's in the lineage of the demons. But he's one of the acharyas. Huh? So Srimad Bhagavatam goes into unusual course of story. Very unusual. So usual stories are found in Puranas and Itihasas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. Many of them are there. But Srimad Bhagavatam takes a different twist and turn into the whole storyline. So here we see in this case of Vritrasura as well. Vritrasura is very desperate to be killed. Come on, kill me. You have the thunderbolt from Dadichi Rishi, right? You can kill me now. Come on, attack as soon as possible. Because he knows that I would be liberated. I would be free from the cycle of birth and death completely. So he is going to destroy that bondage, the bodily bondage. So Indra, please do that, please. And that's the nature of a devotee. And then Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that usually it is seen in this world that people are after this. Dharma, Arth, Kam and Moksha. Usually three. In fact, in the translation, there are three. Trai Vargai. So Dharma is, that means one performs ritualistic duties. Why? So that one can get earth, money. I do my duties nicely. I get money. And with money, we get calm. So dharma, earth, calm. Calm means sense gratification. I'll have money. I'll enjoy. Yes. And so dharma, earth, calm. And when one is enjoying, yet one is not satisfied, enjoying, trying level best to enjoy, yet not satisfied. Let us go for liberation. I want liberation. I'll enjoy by renouncing. I could not enjoy by exploiting. So let me enjoy by renouncing. But I enjoy. In both the case, yes, I enjoy. So in dharma, earth, kam, moksha, the common flavor is I enjoy. I do ritualistic dharma, I enjoy. I get money, so that I enjoy. With the desires to be fulfilled, calm, I enjoy. In case if I can't enjoy, then let me enjoy by renouncing. Liberation, I enjoy. So Srila Prabhupada takes liberation also into the fold of these three. Trai Vargai. He brings forth one as well. Liberation as well. Because somewhere liberation has also got selfish motive. I want to be free from the cycle of birth and death so that I can be liberated and I'll enjoy that in that impersonal, formless, all-pervading, homogeneous light. Brahma Jyoti, that Nirakar, that formless, absolute reality. Yes. I merge into it and I become one with it so that I enjoy Brahmananda. Wow. I enjoy. But the devotee says, Radha and Krishna enjoy. Radha and Krishna enjoy. May Radha and Krishna enjoy. That's the desire of a devotee. So that's why devotee is actually selfless. All the aspirants of these four purusharthas, the goals of human life, they have selfish motive. But the devotee says, well, neither of them. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitam va jagadish kame. Mama janmani janmaneshwari bhavatad bhakti rahitvitvai. So this particular verse is actually a verse of at the stage of ruchi. You know this Shikshashtakam, all the eight verses which are there, each verse stands for each stage of bhakti. So we have Shraddha, we have Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. So here also we have the first verse of Shikshashtakam, that's Shraddha. Second verse is Bhajan Kriya, is Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, is second verse. Third verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, is for Nishtha. Now we see that why devotees struggle to be humble. We see that people, devotees, otherwise they say, I'm so fallen. But in case somebody says, yeah, you are actually very fallen. Hey, how dare you say that? Only I can say that I am fallen. Not that you can say I am fallen. You have to appreciate. You have to say, no, Prabhuji, Mataji, you are not fallen. You are very advanced devotee. That's called right kind of response. So to be humble is so difficult. Why? Because Trinadapi Sunichana verse gets practiced and executed and realized at the level of Nishtha. And in this world, among all the devotees, 99.99% devotees are not on Nishtha. 99.99% devotees. And that's why to be humble is so difficult. Arrogance is like second nature. But then comes the fourth verse. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadishakamai. Mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahitvitvai. This is ruchi. That Krishna, I am so much interested in you that I have no ruchi. I have no interest in dhanam. No interest in janam. No interest in having a beautiful opposite gender. No interest in having wealth and fame and popularity and all that. No interest in even liberation. No interest in dharmarth kam moksh. Because I am interested in you. You and only you. Bhavtad bhaktir ahituki tuai. That's why. So then when such an exclusive ruchi is there in the Lord, then japa becomes smooth, easy, distraction-free. Absolutely, effortlessly distraction-free. But that's the stage of ruchi. So this particular stage where Vritasura is there, he's beyond ruchi and beyond. He said, I don't want a dharmarth kama mokshna, neither of them. Ultimate, that's love for Krishna. Krishna prem is the goal of life. Even going back home, back to Godhead is not goal of life. Although it is said that yes, we should go back home, back to Godhead. But the feelings behind that is that by going back home, back to Godhead, I will execute my love for Krishna. But in case Krishna says, well, my Krishna Das, my dear Radhika Dasi, you are to stay in USA. You are to be in India. Or maybe you are to be in Bermuda Triangle for 100 more lifetimes. And that will make me happy. So what will you say? Krishna, no. No, Krishna, please. Krishna, you cannot do this. Krishna, please. Will you do that? No. You'll say, Krishna, if that is going to please you, my being in Bermuda Triangle and preaching in Bermuda Triangle, that will please you. All right, my Lord. Whatever pleases you, I'll do that. That's bhakti. That even life after life, if I am to serve Krishna, Krishna will be happy. Not just 100 lifetimes. Krishna says for eternity, you have to be in the material world for eternity. and that will please me. If Krishna, that will please you, done. I'll stay in the material world forever. Life after life after life after life after life after life, I'll please you. I love you. I love you, Krishna. Yes. That's what we call a devotee. So that's high class, actually. So this particular song which we just sang is actually written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for the stage of Ruchi. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written songs for each level. First level, second level, third level. So, for first verse of Shikshashtakam, second verse of Shikshashtakam, third verse of Shikshashtakam. So, on the fourth verse of Shikshashtakam, Na Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarim, for that verse, he has written this song. Prabhu Tava Pada Yuge Mora Nivedana. Yes. Nahi Magi Deha Sukha Moksha Nahi Magi. Neither I want material sense gratification, nor do I want liberation. Neither of them. Yes. Ehi Matra Asha Mama Tumara Charane. My only aspiration at your lotus feet is that ahaituki bhakti hirday jage anukshane, that causeless, unalloyed, pure, intense, maddening love for you, that bhakti may awaken in my heart, Krishna. That's what I desire. Vishaye je pritiye be achaye amar. The natural spontaneous attraction I have for sense gratification, Krishna, same spontaneous attraction be there for you, Krishna. Please. Bring that spontaneity in me. When that day would be mine? When that day? When, Krishna? When? That's the mood of a devotee. So he's not interested in dharma, earth, kaam, moksha, not at all. Not at all. Dharma, life always has a mundane religiosity. Neither interested in either of them. Like Shiva Madhendra Puri says, oh my rituals, oh my daily rituals, oh my homage to my ancestors, oh my Tri Sandhya, oh my this, oh my that, oh my ritualistic worship and all that. Please forgive me. I would not be able to continue it anymore because since the time I have tasted the nectar of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, I got no interest in all of you. Please forgive me. I'm not able to do that, please. Because I have no time other than doing my bhakti for Krishna. No interest in mundane dharma. Yes. Relinquish easily. Earth, money. Devotees are not interested in money. Like Parikshit Maharaji asked from Shri Shukadeva Goswami that we see that Lord Shiva's devotees, they got a lot of money. But Lord Krishna's devotees, they are paupers. They are beggars. How come? Including Lord Shiva, who's a devotee of Krishna. He himself, not even one BHK apartment, not even one BHK apartment. On Kailash, at least there should be one BHK apartment. A studio apartment for Parvati and Ganesh and Kartikeya. No interest. Money, no interest. In case they want money for Krishna. Raivansh Prabhupada, he saw, there was one Mayavadi, and he posed on the newspaper that there was money, bundle of notes, currency notes, dollars, and he's doing like this. Detached. Shri Prabhupada said, take my photo as well, but take two photographs. One is that I'm getting this money, and second, I'm offering this to Krishna. So even devotee wants artha, but for Krishna. Otherwise, no interest in artha. Money, no interest. Once Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Lord Krishna, Krishna, give me a lot of money. Krishna said, well, I can give you, but usually my devotees, they don't ask for such benediction. Why? How come you are asking such a benediction? He said, my Lord, usually it is considered that, Lord, that your devotees are paupers. Your devotees are beggars. Let me tell to this world, that your devotees can have all the wealth, all the aristocracy, all opulences. They don't want it, although they can have it. Just to tell this to the masses, I want money. So, of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom is compared to Ram Rajitva. It was that good. It comes in that category. So good. But he is not interested. The devotee is not interested in dharma, arth, money. Sense gratification, no interest. When Srila Prabhupada was in USA, he was in Boston, it was Janmashtami Day, and one girl, young girl, after the discourse, she said, Swamiji, I love you. Mwah! Will you marry me? And then Srila Prabhupada said, no agitation. Srila Prabhupada is not agitated. He said, my dear daughter, in three words, finished. My dear daughter. my dear daughter, I have given up household life. You please take to Krishna consciousness. That's it. No agitation. You fool, you nincompoop. Don't you know who I am? I'm Swami from India. You want to marry me, crazy girl? No agitation, no anger, nothing. In a very cool, calm way, he said, my dear daughter, I have given up household life. You please take to Krishna consciousness. Please chant Hare Krishna. That's it. No desire for karma. No desire for sense gratification. Whatever kind of proposal may be there, but the devotee of the Lord is absolutely least interested. Have you seen Navachari Haridas Thakur? Maya Devi herself is coming to tempt him. Urvashi. Urvashi is considered, she is such a beautiful heavenly damsel. But when she proposed to Arjuna, Arjuna is not interested. He said, Mataji, I am sorry, Mataji. He said, wow, how come you can call him Mataji? Can't you see I'm so beautiful? I'm Urvashi. He said, yeah, Mataji. Again, Mataji, you fool. How dare you call me Mataji? Am I your mother? Nonsense. I'm trying to tempt you. And he's saying, yeah, Mataji. It seems like you don't have manhood. You're not masculine. I curse you that you become a eunuch. And Mataji, but what did I... You know, I said Mataji because, you know, you belong to my father, Indra. You know, he dances with you and all that. So that's since he's my papa, so you are my mom. That's why I said Mataji. But Urvashi is so beautiful. So beautiful. Anybody can get tempted by the beauty of Urvashi. But Arjuna is absolutely unaffected by the beauty of Urvashi. So, calm, not interested. So, dharma, earth, calm, moksha, liberation. A devotee is interested in liberation? Nah. Srila Prabhupada, then he would go to Kumbh Mela. So, he went there and... but he was not taking bath. Everyone was coming. Hey, let's take bath in Triveni, Sangam, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. Yes, we will get liberation. But Srila Prabhupada was not going for snan. So Sri Jayapataka Maharaj asked him, Srila Prabhupada, everyone is rushing towards Triveni to take bath. So, but I can see that, you know, you are not going. Why is that you are not going? Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada said, we have come here so that we can preach. We are only interested in preaching. That's our purpose. So Srila Prabhupada is not interested in Triveni Sangam. In fact, Srila Bhakti Sisa Maharaj, he used to go to this Kumbh Mela. And he would stand next to Mother Ganges and Yamuna and he would stand there. And he would say, Gurudev, you know, you are just standing 10 steps away from Triveni. Everyone comes from a far, far away place. Even internationally, people travel, fly to take bath in the Ganges and Yamuna and Mother Saraswati. So two rivers, one from this side, and Saraswati underneath. So we should, but you're not taking bath. And then he said, well, my standing here and not taking bath shows that I'm not interested in liberation. No interest. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he learned Sanskrit within a month, which people take 12 years. To learn Sanskrit grammar, 12 years, Panini, 12 years to master that language, 12 years. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj learned it in 1 month. So his professor said, you know, Bimla Prasad, how can you learn Sanskrit in just in 1 month? I learned it in 12 years and you learned it in 1 month? What an insult of Sanskrit language. You know, you should respect Sanskrit. You should take time to learn. Because Sanskrit awards liberation. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, well, in case Sanskrit is there for liberation, I reject Sanskrit. I'll not learn this language, Sanskrit, because I'm not interested in liberation. I am learning Sanskrit so that I can honor the words of my acharyas. That's it. That's it. But in case the purpose of learning Sanskrit is liberation, I reject Sanskrit because I reject the very desire for liberation. Yes. So since the devotees of the Lord are not interested in dharma, artha, kama, moksha, so they do not get it. Well, the devotees of the Lord, they get much more along with all of this. We said devotees have got artha. Yeah, they have whatever money they need, it comes. Dharma, they are doing following. In fact, ritualistic people, they are not following rituals that much as the devotees are following. Yes. If you see deity worship, those who are ritualistic deity worship performers, they do in much more ritualistic way, dry way, emotionless way. In comparison to devotees, wow, the way we worship our deities. Even an atheist can become a devotee just by looking at the decoration of deities in ISKCON temples. Wow, such a beautiful decoration. God exists. Done. One brahmachari friend of mine was sharing. He was an atheist. He went and saw Radha Ras Bihari in Juhu, Mumbai. Seeing the decoration and beauty of Radha Ras Bihari, he said, you know, I used to think that God does not exist. But after seeing such a beautiful Shringar, this must be God. Radha Ras Bihari is God. So that way is, you know, that is there. Dharma, earth, calm, desires are getting fulfilled. I see in terms of prasadam, in terms of feasting, devotees have much better feasting than best of the karmis in the world. Usually karmis, what do they have in the morning? They have some tea, some bread toast, maybe some juice. Our devotees have 4, 4, 5, 5 items. My God. On festivals, people are shocked. Like many of the ISKCON temples, on Janmashtami day, how many items are offered to the Lord? The number of year. Say, okay, this is 2022. Okay, all right. So we are offering 2022 dishes to the Lord. What? 2022 dishes? Yes. And next year would be 2023 dishes. Shocked. Blank. So we see that even in terms of sense gratification, devotees are champions. Although they do it in a very Krishna conscious way and gradually they go beyond it. So dharma, kam, moksha, liberation. Liberation is by default, there is their liberation for devotees. Just like in a market, if there is plasma TV and this DVD player free. So who goes for DVD player? Ah, DVD player. That's free. We will go for plasma TV, LCD TV, DVD player is free. We go for LCD TV. So similarly, bhakti is LCD TV and liberation is like a DVD player. So that's free. Liberation is free. Main product is prema, love, divine love, maddening love, bhakti, pure bhakti, loving bhakti. That's the LCD TV. So devotees just go for bhakti. Liberation, we are not interested. But that does not mean it will not come. It naturally comes. All the liberations, they come to a devotee naturally, by default, it's there. Although devotees are not interested in either of them, dharma, earth, kam, moksha, neither of them. And you see, all these four, they are actually, how they are to be engaged. What's the right way? So dharma, earth, kam, and moksha. That's the way it is. So how it can be, maybe I can write it. So here is my wooden board. Yes, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Nice. Okay. Dharma. Artha. Kama. And moksha. So dharma is meant to be, so artha is meant to be engaged in service of dharma and kama in the service of moksha. That means money or wealth is meant to be engaged in expansion of dharma, which is bhakti. And kama means desires. Desire should be there for moksha in the sense so that we can serve Krishna more freely. That's the way. Like in case of Ramayana, dharma is Rama. Artha is Lakshman. This is Shatrughna. And moksha is Bharat. So Lakshman served Lord Ram. Shatrughna served Bharat. And when we follow this particular funda, then That means we are situated in prema. Somebody who is on the level of prema can actually engage dharma, karma, moksha in right sequence. Not that dharma is meant for artha, artha is meant for karma. When your desire is not fulfilled, you come to moksha. No, wrong. Artha is meant for dharma, karma is meant for moksha. And ultimately, dharma is there. That is to be served. Lord Sri Ramchandra. So moksha is also there. Liberation is also there. So that we can do dharma. And here dharma means bhakti. Or prem bhakti. So that's the way to have a right kind of look at dharma, artha, karma and moksha. Like that. So here Vritrasura, he is not interested in mundane success. Indra is interested. But Vritrasura is not interested. So dharma, karma, moksha. Like Sri Rupa Goswami, glorifying the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, "Oh my God, what have you done? You have read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now what will happen to your wonderful activities of dharma, artha, karma, moksha? Oh no." It's the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond dharma, artha, karma, moksha. So in a very graphical way, in a very poetic way, transcendently sarcastic way, he says, "Oh, now what will happen to your wonderful activities of dharma, artha, karma, moksha? You have read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam." That's glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is beyond. The Pancham Purushart is prema, prem bhakti. That's the Pancham Purushart. So we are not interested in these four Purusharthas. We are interested in the fifth Purushart. That's prem bhakti. That's what we are interested in. And that's what is the interest of Vritrasura as well. So I will stop here. If anybody has any question, we can go for questions now.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this very, very enthusiastic class. It was really very interesting to know that even there is a relation between Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughna and Bharat in spite of these four concepts. So you mean that Shatrughna served Bharat in the intention of getting moksha?
No. That's not the understanding. What I'm saying that if we see among these brothers, Lakshman served Ram, Shatrughna served Bharat. And Bharat ultimately served Ram. And Ram, basically Dharma, is represented by Sri Ramchandra. Artha by Lakshman, Kama by Shatrughna and Moksha by Bharat. So just like Lakshman served Ram, Shatrughna served Bharat, and Bharat served also Ram. Similarly, Artha should serve Dharma, Kama should serve Moksha. That means desires. Kama means desires. Desire should be for Moksha. But why Moksha? So that we can serve Dharma. That is, here Dharma means Prem Bhakti. Just like here, everyone is ultimately serving Ram. Similarly, dharma, kama, moksha, everything is ultimately meant to serve dharma. Similarly, that's the way to understand it. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, you can ask your question. Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, you can ask your question. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Samadhi. I'm Prabhu.
No, he's back from Samadhi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
It's muted, not able to open.
Okay.
Now we can hear you, Prabhuji. We can hear you.
No.
Can you soul is immutable.
I want to open the video.
Okay.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Amaraya Prabhu. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
You give such. Actually, I saw your film also, that Anand. It was so nicely acted about that movie.
Oh, that drama. Anand.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, you acted so nicely, Prabhu. The dance and the music.
Not at all.
And the moral is so fantastic.
You are saying this because you love me. In terms of performance, it was atrocious.
Fantastic, Prabhu. Fantastic. I'm going to send the Bhakti Sangha also.
Thank you so much.
So nice. So, Prabhu, this dharma artha kama moksha is not for the devotee. Devotee should never think of dharma artha kama moksha.
They don't aspire for it, but they aspire. These things, they aspire to serve the devotee. Or the devotee is not interested in them. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mukti is standing on my doorstep and saying, oh, devotee of Krishna, can I serve you? And devotee says, well, I'm busy chanting Hare Krishna. Please come later. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. After some time, again, Mukti comes. Excuse me, I am Mukti. I am Mukti Gonzalez. Please engage me in your service. And devotee says, well, Mukti Gonzalez, please, I'm busy chanting Hare Krishna. That's the devotee. So Mukti is seeking to serve a devotee. All the devotee is not interested. But Mukti wants that an opportunity to serve a devotee. So a devotee gets Mukti, but he doesn't desire Mukti.
So this dharma artha kama moksha is brought only to motivate somebody who is only atheist to bring them into some level. That's why that was brought.
That's like showing a temptation and allurement to come to religiosity, spirituality. Come. Dharma artha kama moksha.
So devotion should aspire only for pure love of God.
Pure love of God. Prem bhakti.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that beautiful question. I request devotees, if you have any questions, they can raise their hand or ask now. Prabhuji, before that, I would like to ask one more thing. Like when we are understanding the process of pure bhakti, we do not have any desires. If Krishna wants to me to go, you said some place that I'm okay, I will go there. So in a case like, does devotee have a flavor of service attitude? They don't have any flavor. Like we see that Hanuman wants always to be in Dasyaras. How to differentiate that flavor from totally having that whatever Krishna says, I am ready.
When a devotee can be completely surrendered. A surrendered devotee can have different flavors of surrender. In servitude, as Hanumanji, as friendship, in Arjuna, as in terms of parents, being Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, being beloveds like the Gopis and Srimati Radharani, but they all are 100% surrendered to Krishna. But the flavor is different. Just like fried rice is rice, lemon rice is rice, tomato rice is rice, curd rice is rice. It's all rice, but different flavors. Lemon rice, tomato rice, flavors. But it is all rice. Similarly, all are completely surrendered to Krishna, but the flavors are different. Dasiras, Sakiras, Vasaliras, Madhuriras, like that. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, sir. Rita Saini, you can ask your question. You can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna. जो four ये हम आपने जो main topics है धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष. Right now I am all desires, but I cannot capable कि खुद के स्तर से मेरा कोई ऐसा नहीं है कि मैं इनको डिफीट कर सकूं. जस्ट ओनली माय गुरु महाराज विद स्पीड इट्स ओनली ऑप्शन, बट आई एम नॉट अ डिसिपल लाइक राइट नाउ. सो हाउ टू मेक आई एम गुड डिसिपल.
हाउ टू बिकम गुड डिसिपल.
मैं खुद
यू एसोसिएट विद गुड डिसिपल्स.
हां, मैं कैसे अच्छी शिक्षा बनूं.
या क्या चीज, व्हाट्स दैट.
मैं कैसे एक अच्छी शिक्षा बनूं.
How to become a good disciple, you are asking, right? How to become a good disciple? The answer is by associating with good disciples. By seeing them, observing them, listening from them, you imbibe their values, you imbibe their qualities. And this will become a good disciple. But a good disciple is the one who is very sincere to Guru. Okay? Whether Guru is physically present or physically absent, in the heart, a good disciple always knows that my spiritual master is always there with me. So that's the mood of a disciple. He should not be lazy. He or she should not be lazy, should be austere, should be ready to sacrifice even one's life to please the spiritual master. A good disciple should study scriptures very nicely, very scrutinizingly, should do regular sadhana, getting up early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, regularly associating with devotees, avoiding non-devotee association. A good disciple doesn't work too hard outside just to fill the belly. We keep the work nominal, so that just to maintain the body. A good disciple doesn't talk mundane talks, gossiping, backbiting, criticizing, doesn't get into all of that. He knows that ultimately my Lord and my spiritual master, they are my everything. And the good disciple gives them the highest priority in life. That means all decisions are taken in life so that I can favorably serve my spiritual master and Krishna. So that's like a North Star for taking decisions for a devotee. In this way, the person becomes a good disciple. All right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome always. Hare Krishna. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now we have Prahladananda Prabhu.
I request Prahladananda Prabhuji.
Dhanapana Mataji and Dhanapana to all my staff and Prabhuji. I don't have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I don't have a question, Prabhuji. I just have an appreciation of your beautiful class and some reflection from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam actually starts with this first point in the second slok. Dharma prujita kaita.
Yes.
So that's the whole story. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I had this idea of getting liberated into impersonal Brahma. And that's where, when I learned that this is dharma prujita kaita, that's where Sri Prabhupada's mercy starts. You know, and this is what the whole gist of Srimad Bhagavatam is, that don't desire for liberation. No, I want to get liberated. I want to get... No, sir. You have to serve the devotees. Yeah, that's what it is. So this one little reflection, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for that. Yeah, the last question, I request Vandana Tiwari can ask you a question.
Vandana and Shreya.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, my question was, if somebody is criticizing devotees and that person who is criticizing is from our family, and we can't, fight and say something like, no, you are wrong. So in that condition, what should we do, Prabhu?
You know, we should give at least some rebuttal. Some rebuttal should be given. In case you can't do that because of social reasons or whatever, leave that place immediately in anguish. And pray to Krishna that, oh, Lord, please forgive me that I heard such criticism for devotees. Just leave that place. And show that disgust physically, that you are not happy with this kind of criticism. We should do that. We should not socialize, even though they are family members. Then we do our duty towards them, but we don't socialize even with such family members, those who criticize devotees.
And if we are in that family, if people are drinking and meat eating, and other family members are saying it is okay, like, you know, it is acceptable, he's good from his heart or something like that, and we are not liking as a devotee, Prabhu.
Yeah.
In that case, what should we? I don't know what should somebody, we say.
Yeah, you can say that somebody is a kidney hater. Somebody belongs to kidney haters club. My drinking wine means kidney haters club. He's a member of kidney haters club. How can this person be a good person? Because he's from kidney haters club. Somebody who is smoking, he's from lungs haters club. So that's why, or somebody is meat eater, he's a walking graveyard. So that is how can this person be a good person? So although I respect because this person is my family member, but you say this is good. Well, I don't agree to that. You can clearly express your disagreement with reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhu.
You know, Shreya Tiwari Mataji, yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Shreya.
Hare Krishna.
class. It was very wonderful. Prabhuji, I wanted to ask, Guru gives instructions through his lectures. So sometimes what happened that the instructions which are given, we are not able to follow. It may be regarding sadhana. So we are not able to follow it up to the mark. So I want to reach to the mark, but I'm not able to do. So what to do?
Yes, you said very nicely. You are not able to do. Not that you are not doing. You are not able to do. So it's two different scenarios, actually. One is not doing. And this one wants to do, but one is not able to do because of health reasons, because of family reasons. So Krishna understands this. He's not a mechanical god. He's not a robot. He knows that this devotee of mine, Shreya, she wants to do nice bhakti. But currently, because of some karmic thing, she's caught up. But while struggling in this karmic mess, she would become stronger. Yes. So Krishna, he is very kind to the Lord, is very kind to us. He's a very kind Lord. So do not worry. So when you say, I am not able to do, so always have this desire, I wish I could do. I wish I could do. I wish I could do. When you maintain this desire, I wish I could do, Krishna will see that desire and he's happy with that desire.
So Prabhuji, but actually there's not anything external going on, but internally, like I have some habits, but I couldn't cope up with them. So then it is my fault.
But you are fighting. But you are fighting, right? But you are fighting with those habits. So keep fighting. That's what Lord Krishna told Arjuna. Give up all lethargy and fight. Give up all sense of proprietorship and fight. Remember me and fight. So Krishna has got similar instructions for you. Shreya, give up all lethargy and fight. Give up all sense of proprietorship and fight. Remember me by chanting Hare Krishna and fight. Fight, Shreya, fight. That is there for you.
Thank you so much.
It's a privilege to fight for Krishna. It's a privilege. Your privilege. Keep fighting.
Thank you so much. Hare
Krishna. Now we have Mani. Chintamani.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, my question is ki abhi tak maine जो भी मतलब कुछ भी मतलब कि कुछ भी करने की कोशिश की है आई नेवर सक्सेडेड इन दैट. तो मेरा एक क्वेश्चन है कि इवन कृष्णा सेज इन भगवत गीता कि प्लीज परफॉर्म योर ड्यूटी एंड आई विल टेक केयर ऑफ द रेस्ट. तो मेरा क्यों नहीं होता?
ओके, सो कृष्णा या सो कृष्णा सेज अनन्यस् चिन्त्यन्तो मां विजना परिउपासते दैट दोस हु विदाउट फेल कांस्टेंटली दे रिमेंबर मी विद लव आई टेक केयर ऑफ व्हाट दे हैव and give them what they lack. But that's not happening with you. Why is that so? Right? That's the question. When Krishna is not giving us something which we are desiring, or in case Krishna is giving me something which I'm not desiring, whatever Krishna does, he's our well-wisher. In case something, some desire is not getting fulfilled, later on, in coming years, you will realize, thank you, Krishna, for not fulfilling my desire at that point of time. If that desire would have been fulfilled, maybe I would not have achieved which I have achieved now. You know, you see that if Krishna fulfills all of our desires, all desires, we would be finished. Because such nasty desires we have. Oh God. Thank God we are not able to see each other's minds. Thank God we are not able to see each other's desires. Otherwise, you would be so embarrassed. And Prabhuji, you have such desires also? Oh. Mataji, you have got such desires as well? Oh. And Krishna fulfills, Tathastu, Tathastu, Tathastu. So be it, so be it, so be it, so be it. So you would be finished. So if Krishna is not fulfilling a certain desire, Krishna, thank you. You are far more far-sighted than me. Thank you. So keep praying to Krishna and tell Krishna, Krishna, I pray to you, let that happen to me which is favorable for bhakti. And let that never happen to me which is not favorable for bhakti. Krishna, I have full faith in your intelligence, not my intelligence, your intelligence, your power and your intelligence. I don't have power, I don't have intelligence. So, but I have one intelligence, one small speck, that I surrender my intelligence to your intelligence. And that's the way to live life happily.
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have to ask ki, matlab ki, I know ki Krishna is well-wisher, ki Krishna knows ki what to give me. But logo ke paas, matlab ki people who's matlab ki jiske around me rehti hu, they always makes me ki matlab ki aisa matlab ki majboor kar deta hai sochne mein ki matlab ki hai hi nahi Krishna.
I G N O R E. What's that?
Ignore.
Absolutely, bang on. You have hit the jackpot. Ignore. People of this world can't certify us whether we are right or wrong. Krishna certifies us. God certifies us. The pure devotees of the Lord, they certify us. We only care for their certification, not materialistic people. Whatever they want to say, let them say.
Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
All right. All the best. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm sorry. Aditi Mataji, yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, my dear God brother. Please accept my humble obeisances. I'm so fortunate right now I'm talking to you. I have a question, Prabhuji. I moved to Canada 18 years ago. Wo bhi zabardasti, it was not my wish. So, but now my desire is to move back to Krishna Bhumi. And I don't know, is that a material desire?
Why you want to come to Krishna Bhumi? What will you do in Krishna Bhumi?
I don't know. I just
will you chant? Will you chant 108 rounds?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Yes, I'm willing to do just 8
rounds every day.
Yes,
and just study Srimad Bhagavatam for 6 hours.
I will, maybe 24/7. I'll try.
If you can actually do that, then by taking permission from your spiritual master, you can come to Vrindavan. In case you have so much taste for holy name that you chant 108 rounds every day, and you can study Srimad Bhagavatam 6 hours every day, and do lots and lots of service in the temple. If you have that taste, plus, more importantly, you have permission of your spiritual master, you can come to Vrindavan Dham. Otherwise, stay in Canada and preach to the Canadian people and bring them to the family of Krishna. You will get more mercy than being in Vrindavan. You will get more mercy in Canada by preaching Krishna consciousness.
I want to come to
preaching
Krishna.
Is that powerful.
But do you think that's a material desire?
Srila Prabhupada used to say, preaching is the fastest way of self-realization. Do you want to become self-realized?
Yes, then of course.
Preaching is the fastest way of self-realization. So preach, preach, preach. And most glorious death is that we leave our body preaching.
Haribol.
We are glorifying Krishna and we take a last breath, even in Canada. Whether you are in Bermuda Triangle, preaching, and you give up your life, glorious death, most glorious death. Glorifying Krishna will leave our body.
Okay, thank you.
I stay in Delhi, and Vrindavan is like 2.5 hours away from Delhi. I go only for 2 days in Kartik. Otherwise, I stay in Delhi because I know there is more mercy in Delhi in preaching Krishna consciousness. So preaching has more mercy.
Fortunate.
And then Vrindavan will manifest in your heart. Yeah. Vrindavan will manifest in your heart because you are preaching. Krishna,
yes.
And our Guru Parampara becomes immensely, immensely pleased by preaching Krishna consciousness. Like in Catholics, they say, if you're not preaching, you're not Catholic. We have the motto. Our tagline is also like this. If I'm not preaching, I'm not a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Preach.
Yeah, but I have to
Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is superior? Going back home, back to Godhead is superior or preaching Krishna consciousness? And then Srila Prabhupada said, well, the one who is preaching Krishna consciousness is already back to Godhead.
Yes, I believe in that.
So you decide.
Yes, I believe 100% in that. But I have to take Anumati from my Guru Maharaj, right?
Guru Maharaj, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you, Dandavat. And always stay blessed.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I request Balaram Prasad Prabhu, you can ask.
Hare Krishna. Question.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Actually, I was thinking about I had that reflection. You just spoke about it. That, you know, Vritrasur wants to go back to Godhead, but Prabhupada wants to preach. Who is higher?
Uh-huh.
In that way, you answered. Few days ago, we had some session from His Holiness Prabhupada Maharaj here in Naperville, Chicago. So he was explaining that Hari Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj is there. Kim Purusha Varsha, Hanuman is there. And I was thinking, why are they still here? Why don't they go back to Godhead? Because they're already very dear to Narsingadev. They're very dear to Hari. They're very dear to Rama. Then why are they still staying here? Then I had some realization that they want to be in that Varsha to send them everyone back to Godhead. Like Ramanujacharya, he got that initiation mantra, but he gave distributor to everyone. So which is the highest? Which is the highest? That was my reflection. Maybe you can add something in this. Yeah.
So in case of Vritrasur, he also wants liberation to love the Lord. He's just wanting to become free from karma, cycle of birth and death. Nah. So basically, in his case, unalloyed bhakti. So liberation is already there with this unalloyed bhakti in case of Vritrasur. But generally speaking, whether you want liberation or preaching has got more mercy. There are many people who are aspiring for liberation in Hrishikesh and Haridwar, sitting inside caves and jungles, doing austerity. And a Hare Krishna devotee is there in the cities. And who has more vairagya? A Hare Krishna devotee has more vairagya, more detachment. Because he is in the place of agitation, yet not agitated. Rather, those who are agitated, he's settling down their agitation. What a power. What a power a devotee has. So who has more mercy? The one who's preaching has got more mercy. That's why I just said, when a devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, what is more important? Going back home, back to Godhead, or preaching Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada said, the one who is preaching Krishna consciousness is already back to Godhead. Now it is to see that how many other souls he will take along with himself or herself.
Yes, Prabhu. That Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also said, looking at the moon, people there are getting materialistic. That means he wants to go there and preach. So that was my reason.
Yes, that's true.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Shwati Yadav Mataji, you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanur Pranam. My question is, how can one stop materialistic thoughts and desire? How can one stop materialistic thoughts and desires?
How can one stop materialistic desires? Right?
Yes.
By cultivating spiritual desires. We don't stop material desires. We work on spiritual desires to the extent that the river of material desires gets dried up. So we focus on spiritual desires.
I have one more question. How can one be consistent in bhakti?
Consistency. See, consistency, there are three modes, as you know. There is Satogun, Rajogun, and Tamogun. In Satogun, one is steady. In Rajogun, one becomes very restless. In Tamogun, we are dull. So in Tamogun, we get distracted by dullness. In Rajogun, we get distracted by desires and passion. And in Satogun, we get equanimity, stability. So more we develop Satogun, more we become stable. So bhakti cuts down Rajo and Tamo and increases the percentage of Sato. And in this way, devotee becomes Satvika Bhakta and becomes very steady, very consistent in doing bhakti. And gradually he goes beyond Sattva Guna as well, becomes transcendental. But
thank you.
But how to become consistent? By cutting down the lower ones, we become consistent. In Sattvagun, we become consistent. And ultimately, beyond Sattvagun, Shvishuddha Sattva, transcendental mode.
Thank you, Guruji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. I request Shivangi Pahari Mataji, you can ask your question.
Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, pronounce to you. My question is कि कभी भी जैसे मैं कोई क्लास लेती हूँ या फिर मैं माता जी के साथ बैठती हूँ तो कोई भी डिस्कशन चलता है, आई यूजली गेट दिस थॉट कि सबको मेरे से ज्यादा पता है चीजें, सबको मेरे से ज्यादा आता है. तो बट मेरे को भी चीजें पता होती है, बट हमेशा मेरे को ऐसा लगता है कि उनको ज्यादा पता है तो लेट देम आंसर, फिर मैं बाद में आंसर करूंगी इस चीज को. तो हमेशा से थोड़ा सा ऐसा लगता है कि हम थोड़े
अदर माता जी इन योर ग्रुप दे नो मोर देन यू, राइट?
यस प्रभु जी.
ओके, आई एम ट्रांसलेटिंग व्हाई, बिकॉज़ इट्स एन इंटरनेशनल कॉल, सो आइडियली एवरीवन शुड बी आस्किंग इंग्लिश.
ओके ओके, नो वन. यस यस, फॉर श्योर. Yeah. So whenever I get any classes with Matajis and everything, so I get this sense of what can I say, that everyone knows better than me about Krishna, about every scripture they know better. So I just want to be into that level. So that's it. Yeah.
So you get into inferiority complex. I'm inferior to them. They are so superior. They know so much. I'm good for nothing. I'm such a fool. I'm so dumbo.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. This inferiority complex. So neither superiority complex that I'm the best, that's not good. And also that I'm the worst, I'm good for nothing, that's also not good. We should know that we all are blessed with our own attributes and qualities and abilities. We all are blessed in a different way. Like, I do not know cooking. I'm a pathetic cook. So I'm not blessed that way. I can learn cooking from someone. I can take inspiration from those who are very good cooks. But if I feel disturbed, you know, such and such Mataji, she's such a good cook, such and such Prabhu, such a good cook, I'm good for nothing. Well, I'm good in my way. Krishna may give me some other abilities. So similarly, in case other people know more than you, you learn from them. In fact, this attitude of being a student always makes you lively. It gives you life. And I'm always there to learn. I can learn even from blade of grass. I learn humbleness from blade of grass. I learn tolerance from the trees. I learn from even grass and trees what to speak of human beings. Then what to speak of devotees. I can learn from everyone. Once you have this attitude of learning, then there is no inferiority complex, no jealousy, no enviousness, because I live life of a student. I live on inspirations. I live on education. I live as a student. And that's best.
So whenever I do chanting and read scriptures, I get this, I can do more. I can chant more. I can read more. But after, like, I have left one day for like reading scriptures or something like that. So I get best gift that I did not read yesterday. So I need to read 2 pages now today. So I get that guilt, and after that guilt, I read more. So I learn more.
Nice. It's a good guilt. Guilt should lead to reformation, not frustration or depression. Guilt should lead to reformation.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you.
All right, Hare Krishna. Next, we have Amol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Panchan, Pranam. Prabhuji, I have 3 questions. Like, we are getting service in our local temple about ISKCON Girls Forum.
What's that? Please come. Can you please come again?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Panchan, Pranam. I have 3 questions. In our local temple, we as girls, we are getting services for ISKCON Girls Forum. So many new girls are coming up. So I just wanted to know, how can we help them, as there is no senior Mataji. There are senior Matajis, but they are mostly busy. So our vice temple president, Prabhuji, he has trained us in lockdown. So we try to help each other. We have a sadhana group and we are having regular Monday classes. But how can we preach them the basic philosophy? Like, I was fortunate enough to know the philosophy as it was lockdown. So I used to hear lectures, and by your grace and by your lecture, I could know them. But how can we preach them to others? And my second question is, like, we are reading books. Currently, we are having morning sessions and evening sessions also. And we are reading books regularly. So how can we remember whatever we are reading? And, like, we are reading teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So there are many difficult philosophies which we are not able to understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how can we help the newcomers with them and also ourselves also? And my third question is, that initially whenever you said that someone who is in bhakti, he is suppose he is not following the fourth regulative principle, like some regulative principle he is not able to follow, but you said that preaching leads to purification. So at the same time he is trying to preach, but Srila Prabhupada said that purity is the force. So how can we understand these two things? Like, first we have to follow and then have to preach. Someone is struggling to follow the principle, but he wants to preach as well. So,
well, the first question is that how to preach to the newcomers. Newcomers, they see firstly your behavior. How are you behaving as a sadhu, as a devotee? When they say our behavior is not proper, as well, they are shallow. These devotees are shallow. They don't have depth. Because they're intelligent people, they're educated, they have seen the world. So that's why firstly they would see that how genuinely we are absorbed in bhakti. That's the first thing a newcomer would see. Secondly, we should have sensible, logical, holistic, empathetic answers to their questions. That is also very impressive to them. So if you do these two things and give them some time regularly, then newcomers become devoted. Regarding when you study how to remember, anything which we understand, we remember. Anything which we are not understood, we tend to forget. Second, study graphically. When you study a book, it is text. So study with graphics in the mind, flowcharts and images and colors and all that. So mind likes images, not text. Mind likes images. So that's why I make it very graphical way of understanding things. Also distribute it to others. Once we share it with others, then they may forget, but we do not forget because we have shared it. By contemplating onto it and then speaking it out. So sharing, that's also very important for good memory. Also, we should regularly revise. So on the weekends, do not study something new. Just revise what you studied throughout the weekdays. That's it. That also leads to better retention as well as better comprehension. So if you do this, so you will be able to remember. Yeah. And then, so somebody is preaching, yet breaking forward with the fourth one. In case fourth regulative principle is broken privately, yet somebody can preach. But in case it is getting broken publicly with someone, well, then one cannot preach. Privately one is doing, one can still preach and pray at the same time. Feel repentant. Krishna, I'm such a demon. You know, I'm such a demon. I'm so passionate. Krishna. So feeling repentant at the same time, chant Hare Krishna and do preaching. But in case I'm physically involved with somebody, and breaking regulative principle that way, then we should not preach at all. Then one should not do. That's like crossing the boundary. Within the boundary, in case the rule is getting broken, feeling repentant, understood. One can still preach. But one should share one's heart with the spiritual master. That Gurudev or the senior Vaishnava in the local temple, who is mature enough to keep things confidential. You share your heart and then, as they say, then you go white. All right.
Thank you, sir. Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, I think I need to stop here now. So thank you very much, devotees, for asking such good questions.
Sure, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji, what to do when you feel very low in
thank
bhakti?
Thank you.
Don't have any
Prabhuji
personal
for your time.
Okay. Do online sangha. I think Jay has asked this question. Do online sangha at least. That will be helpful. Okay, how to stop fluctuations in the chanting? Loud chanting, clear chanting, morning chanting. That frees you from fluctuation. Yeah. And any other question in chat box? Can you please suggest what to do when you feel... Yeah. Okay, what if someone criticizes this? We are done. Okay, I think we are done with questions. Yes. Thank you, devotees. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.